Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. And in this daily editorial, we're shifting a little bit away from the conventional markets and even the precious metals, talking about cryptocurrencies, more specifically Bitcoin, at least to start off here. I am chatting with Ryan Wilday. He is the cryptocurrency expert or cryptocurrency technician over at Avi Gilbert's, the Elliott Wave Trader website. And Ryan, I have you on the show fairly sporadically when there are some setups in Bitcoin that are noteworthy. And I'm bringing you on now because, well, Bitcoin's made a bit of a run higher recently, touched just short of $12,000. It's still very much within this 1 year, even multi-year range, but at least it's closing in on the higher level. The high from 2019 was just under $13,000. The high from, 2017, at the tail end of 2017, was up in that $19,000 region. First and foremost, though, around that $13,000 region, do you see a breakout coming for Bitcoin in the near term?
Yeah, I think we should be in this range. We're here just under 12 for a little bit, and I expect us to push against 12 once or twice. But eventually, I believe the setup we have right now is to see 20K in the next. I mean, it could be in the next couple of months, even sooner, while we sort of pause in the space that we're at right now, just a little bit.
Now, what do you see as driving this move into Bitcoin? Is this a safe haven, safety trade?
That's an interesting notion. I mean, we've seen it alongside gold for sure, and that may be some of that for sure. We certainly are in a world of crisis, and it may be that some people are moving capital around. And you know, to be honest, I haven't heard the details. I was more aware as the stuff started to go down in Hong Kong, but I'm sure some capital is coming out of Hong Kong into Bitcoin, based on discussions I've had with hedge funds and institutional traders. Because this crisis has been, this democracy crisis really has been long coming, and I know there's some escape capital going on, so that may be a factor as well. We've seen institutions. I mean, it really is a lot of evidence that institutions of various sizes and types have accumulated over the last 2 years. So maybe simply supply is thin.
Now, if, let's say, Bitcoin does take out that recent high back last year of 12,800, moves above, say, 13,000, there isn't a whole lot of resistance that I'm seeing to go back to some of those all-time highs. Now, that would cause, obviously, a lot of volatility. There'd be a lot of money that needs to flow in. What do you think about the potential of, if a break happens, then an even stronger run higher?
Well, I expect at least 20K here. Like I said earlier, I think there is a chance that it pushes up to 38. In Elliott Wave, we look at symmetric resistance. So just look at this price structure and project symmetrical price patterns. And that can bring us up to, it's a little bit of a stretch of the symmetry, but up to like 35, 38. Once we're over 38, there is no mathematical resistance. So there's, there's price resistance caused by people selling. And then the other way, we sort of have like ghost, I call them the ghost resistance areas that kind of come out of nowhere based on the price symmetry, but they work. And that's at 38. Once we're over 38, there's absolute air. And that's where, my predictions for eventually seeing over 100 figures do start to, 100,000, six figures, start to come into play. But I'm going to be surprised by it here at this moment in time. I do think we're still in that 2 year range, but believe me, it's the moment I've been waiting for if we want to do it. And I would be more than willing to trade up there if it'll take us there.
So are you simply trading Bitcoin on the back of what you think could be a pretty bullish move, or are you looking at some other cryptocurrencies?
I still scalp Ether. Like what I do in my own trading is I have Bitcoin as sort of my core holding, and I have parameters for whether I'm holding 100%, 50%, or 0%. That I fluctuate between those ranges, and then I'll scalp a lot of other coins, particularly Ether. Ether is one that I in and out all the time, and just because it's really liquid, and I have a very good read on it as well, and it tends to move with Bitcoin. So I'll be in and out of that, and short sometimes too. And so, but my main goal has been for the last couple of years has been to just accumulate as much Bitcoin as I possibly can.
Okay, so buying on the dips then, hey? Were you a buyer back in March and even that maybe short-term dip that we saw in June?
I expected lower in June, so that one surprised me, but certainly in March I was picking it up. I took profit into the May-June high because I will also take profit, here and there. I don't just keep every move, but But I was expecting a little bit lower in that June. And then when we broke over, I think it was 9,600 or roughly, or 9,500, I don't remember. I was like, well, this is a breakout, at least from the local range we had, and we're not getting lower. And so I fully positioned at that point in time and got a nice $2,000 run off of it, which is, you know, that's roughly, what is that? I mean, it's almost 30%, 25%, whatever. Two divided by nine. But anyway, yeah, it's been good. And that's just generally the way I play. And so I'll be, I mean, here I'm staying in a full position, though managing some of the, you know, managing with hedges, if, you know, because I do expect some pullbacks in this area. And as long as we're over 9,600, I'm bullish. Below that, I'm cautious. Wouldn't necessarily go flat, but I'd be cautious. And as long as we're over 9,600, I expect 20 grand.
All right. Well, hey, that's a very bullish move if we do get up to 20 grand, especially if it comes fairly soon. Let's also talk about this other space within cryptocurrencies. It's the DeFi space, so decentralized finance. Give us a little background of this new development for cryptos.
Well, I mean, it's been around a while, but I think we're seeing a lot of projects come into an interesting spot. I mean, DeFi, or decentralized finance, is essentially using smart contracts on chains like Ethereum and other chains to basically get rid of intermediaries. And I know we've talked about in the past, but allows people to interact with others financially without banks operating as middlemen. I mean, that's been a giant, giant dream of crypto. And so one example, I mean, one of the typical use cases is lending on the blockchain, where as funds get escrowed into the blockchain addresses so they can't be taken back, so to speak, and then lend it out. And you can now make like 8% yield off your Bitcoin. You know, I warn people, you know, making 8% off of a highly volatile asset may be counterproductive, but that's an example of a use case that's working and it's operating and people are doing it. Again, I'm a trader, so I don't necessarily lock assets up. Not my style, but it's certainly there for some people, and some people prefer playing crypto that way. You know, that definitely doesn't hurt to accumulate Bitcoin that way. And then you get paid in Bitcoin mostly when you do that, or other cryptos involved. There's, you know, there's other places. I know there's talk about securitization of assets and tokens and all sorts of other processes. In fact, I need to do a whole deep dive in terms of what this all means, but it's back to that original vision of crypto that Satoshi had, was, you know, get rid of the banks. And here we're getting into a complicated financial transactions across a blockchain without people knowing each other. It's also been cost in the past. It was Vitalik who founded Ethereum, Vitalik Buterin, who coined the term trustless economy, which is basically to say you don't have to trust each other to interact with each other in this economy, in the crypto space, which is pretty interesting. So, yeah, we'll see. And like I said, those coins have been really hot lately. I'm skeptical of all of these large moves. Some of these projects will keep up and keep delivering. Some of these projects will go by the wayside. So, you know, buyer beware on all these hot charts. But you know, some of these players will be around. And so just watching those, I'm just being cautious chasing them personally.
Yeah, fair enough. These new stories or some of these different ideas, fair enough. You can be cautious, but boy, you can also make a lot of money for the ones that do actually succeed and get more investors, get more users, really. And this whole DeFi space, it's showing that, I guess, there can be other uses for cryptocurrencies, but do you find that the acceptance or the user base is growing?
You know, I don't have strong evidence of that because I don't think we've still had that massive awareness. I do believe that this increases the usage of actual crypto among people that know the space, you know, Bitcoin holders and those that have been in the space for now, you know, what's been 11 years, the life of Bitcoin. It's about 11 years old now. And so I think for some of those people, you see increased usage. I mean, it's certainly once crypto people are moving from just trading on these dinky exchanges to actually interacting with each other in an economy, that's a way more meaningful. I am starting to see some great apps out there, things floating on Twitter and the app stores that are really easy to use, and but they're just, the awareness is still quite minimal. But you know, so I it remains to be seen that we got the actual audience is widening, that that we're getting more of the addressable market, so to speak. That remains to be seen to me.
Do you know how big the space is for this DeFi space? How many value-wise, either Bitcoin or just dollar-wise figures that is being lent out?
Well, when I was in the startup space, you want to talk total addressable market, we would say, okay, you know, it was always this sort of back of the napkin calculation. We look at who are the actual users that we're targeting. And then we would say, you know, if we can, well, what happens to our company if we can grab 1% of that market, right? So, I mean, literally, you can really, it is fair to say that the total addressable market is the entire banking space. I mean, you could say that because all the functions, we're coming to a point where all the functions of banking and using banks as middlemen are going to find themselves on the blockchain. Now, we're not even close to 1% of the banking market, you know, operating on crypto. Not even, you know, I mean, you could probably put like five digits in front of that, right? So, you know, that percentile, like, you know, a millionth of a percent, you know, something like that, I would guess. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, that is the potential out there. So do we get to like a 1% total addressable market? We'll see. I mean, it's got to get a lot more easy to use. The awareness has got to be there. People need to understand the volatility, you know, the on and on. There's just too many things, you know, smart contracts are changing so that they're getting easier to look at. But still, there's a lot of security concerns with smart contracts if you don't know how to read the code and audit it yourself and stuff like that. So there's a lot of work to be done.
Fair enough. And that is, I think, a concern for some people is that they just don't understand it. They don't know how to read code. So for them, it's just all too foreign to get into the space. Who is taking advantage of this DeFi space when it comes to lending out cryptos? Who are the holders? Who are the borrowers? Do you have any thoughts on this?
I know some of my subscribers are, for sure. I mean, some of my subscribers that are not, you know, avid traders like I am, are definitely using the space to make money yield-wise. I don't know how they're managing it. You know, I don't ask them point blank, like, you know, are you taking, you know, when you get them locked up, are you careful how much you lock up and all of that stuff? But so definitely some of my subscribers are. Certainly institutions are. I mean, you can always, it is interesting because you can always, there's an easy trade here where you can lend out your Bitcoin and then hedge it off. You know, so you lock up, let's say you lock up five Bitcoin to get an 8% yield. You can actually, the mechanism is out there quite easily to hedge it off. So that you can simply get a free yield. I mean, it's actually fairly meaningful and I should probably consider that, but, with the loss of some fees here and there, but I certainly know people that are doing it. Hedge funds are doing it. I don't know how many large institutions and banks are getting into it. One interesting something to watch is, one of the leading, you know, there's a in the background, this is sort of a tangent, but ties in the background. I think there's a battle to form prime brokers in this space and some of the payment systems behind crypto. And one company listed now, they moved over to the Toronto from the venture exchange up is Galaxy Digital. It's a company to watch and one that I have traded in the past, but we have a competitor down here in the United States called Silvergate Bank, and they have a pretty nice balance sheet and great earnings, and they're running the back end of a lot of crypto exchanges as well as covering some of the prime broker functions for hedge funds and whatnot, as I understand. I'm still reviewing the business itself, but pretty interesting stock. So that's a little bit of a tangent, but not just DeFi, but also big finance getting into the crypto space in new ways.
Hey, very interesting comments there, Ryan. I was not totally up to speed on this DeFi space, the decentralized finance when it comes to cryptocurrencies, but very interesting to see this development, and it is going in that direction of more use cases. Again, don't know if there's necessarily more users or more adoption, but cryptocurrencies aren't going anywhere, and more use cases, well, it does, I think, bring it on the radar to some people. Ryan, good chatting with you, buddy. I'll post a link to that Elliott Wave Trader website where people can follow along with your calls in the cryptocurrency space. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks a lot.